This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
We had a lot of fun. I'm all psyched up for the hockey game now.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
Got to wait another day.
And thank you to our executive producer. He's never looked worse. Good God, look at the poor state of the man. Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Don't you know what adversity is all about? That's the game of life. Not the game of basketball. You don't get down when things go wrong. You dig in and get tougher. Your whole life's going to be adversity. Learn how to deal with it.
72-year-old Rick Pitino.
And thank you, Brandon Pryor, for that.
What do you think about this young guy? He can hoop a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I better stand down. I'm the truth.
He's the truth. He's the truth. Yeah?
E-boy, no.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards speaking truth to President Obama.
Well, how about that?
Wow. That's confidence.
Hey, it's a Layla Wednesday. Layla Rahimi here. And Marshall Harris, he's right here. I can see him. Marshall.
Happy to be here.
And Dan's floating around somewhere.
Start spreading the news.
That's a bad...
Start spreading the flu.
I'm heaving today.
Oh, that definitely happened. Not you heaving necessarily, but people have started to spread the flu.
Well, that was the U of I game.
That was the Illinois
game.
They
didn't shake hands afterward, not out of a lack of sportsmanship.
Because they wanted to avoid spreading their germs any more than they had the previous 2 hours.
Holy moly, friends.
They sneezed all over Wisconsin for a game, and then they wouldn't shake hands.
But there has been some sort of progress when it comes to contact and viral spreading. Like, that's an actual acknowledgement.
Not in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. But at least on the college court, that's for sure. But if we want to talk about viral spreading in Texas, you know, that's a totally different social activity now, isn't it?
Wow. Well, I don't think the measles are spread recreationally.
Like, no, maybe they're some just other in the air.
Right?
Yeah.
They're just there, and no one seems to be bothered by it. Okay.
After hearing that Anthony Edwards with Obama, it took me back to the movie Hustle. I don't know if you guys have seen it. With Adam Sandler.
Oh, right. Is that the one where he's searching for a player?
And Anthony Edwards in that movie, I was like, I bet this is what he's like in real life. And nothing has happened that has not further confirmed that he is maybe the most confident trash talker of all time. Hmm. Anthony Edwards is
young.
A joy to watch and listen to. He's hilarious.
Better than Larry Bird at trash talk? Because that still is my absolute number one.
I hear you. I guess we just have a better documented version of everything Anthony Edwards has ever done. Like,
more microphones around. Yeah.
More microphones around.
I mean, he had a good audience with the nation's number one basketball fan.
True.
And Barack Obama.
The first fan?
Yeah, the first fan. The greatest Bird one is when Dr. J was on him, and he kept yelling at Barkley, who was on the Sixers at the time, get this old man, get someone better than this old man guarding me. And he apparently kept it up so long that Dr. J like threw a punch at him. They got into a fight, and Barkley's trying to pull Bird out of the fight, and that means he's got his hands in his, and the Dr. J's pounding him in the face. Dr. J, he never fought.
And they were buddies, remember, because it was Larry and Julius who were both Converse together. I think, you know,
back when Converse was the shoe.
No, it was. That's why I had them.
I understand.
The low cut Converse All Star. They were shoe deal partners on that, and featured in the video game One on One Together. One of the early video games to feature NBA players.
All you're reminding me of is how far we have come with our shoe comfort, our level of comfort. Because if you try to put on the shoes that they wore back in the 1970s and 1980s, now to do anything in besides...
You didn't like ponies?
I never had a pair of ponies, but I had ponies. Chucks.
Chuck Taylors, who did?
The high top.
How are you hooping in those?
And when I say high top, I mean in air quotes, high top.
It was
ankle
a sprained ankle waiting to happen. Well, I know.
Don't forget the Adidas top 10s that would be all the way, like halfway up your shin by the time you got done lacing them up.
Even when Jordan went and put on, like, what was his old... the original Air Jordan 1s, the one time, they had come so far in the time of his career that his feet were bleeding at halftime. Like, what
he had all kinds of foot problems.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Broken foot. He had that infected toe where he missed games. Remember that? Where they had to cut the hole in the shoe so his toe could stick out of it?
Yeah.
Those are not great times for the brand, if that's the case. That's not my favorite Larry Bird trash talk story, though.
But that was hilarious.
That's great. But the one against Xavier McDaniel?
Oh, yeah.
X-Men?
Where he's getting ready to inbound the ball at the end of a game, and Xavier McDaniel comes over to guard the inbound pass. And Larry says to him, goes, hey, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get into Dennis. Dennis is going to give it back to me. I'm going to pump fake. You're going to fall for the pump fake, and I'm going to step over here and hit the three. It's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Psychological.
Is that trash talk or play-by-play? Yeah.
But he told him. He told him, you're going to fall for the pump fake.
Clairvoyance. It could be worse.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
I heard you guys talking about the hockey. You guys are really hyped about this hockey.
I like the hockey. They do the hockey.
You worried about the Kachucks and all that? I mean,
well, yeah, Marshall, it's February 19th.
Yeah.
We have no basketball or hockey in town. Baseball teams are in Arizona trying to figure things out. The Bears are waiting.
Combine
They're
next
preparing
week.
For the combine. There's nothing going on. It's a perfect platform for a sport that is often overlooked and ignored. So, yeah, we're ready for that hockey.
The timing of this, based on the competitive level, is a major key here.
Yeah, it's a good...
That was brilliant timing on their part.
The non-NFL leagues are doing a good job of late of capitalizing on cracks in the NFL armor, but those aren't really cracks. They're just gaps.
It's lulls. Little lulls.
Lulls.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, it could be viewed as a risk in how much time the NHL took off. But it has paid off for them in a really big way.
Because this is better than the NHL. This is better. It's a
and
better
that's a different conversation,
right?
But the fact that the NHL players are playing in it is
what
makes it so good.
You're right. You're totally right. And
if I'm a general manager or coach, I would be like, oh, my God, don't take a swing at him. Do not hit him. I think they're going at it because they don't like each other.
Yes.
To a point where it's almost going to damage their league when they get back.
I mean,
is it damage or is it stress level?
If there's an injury, you're right. If there's an injury, it is a big concern. But they don't seem to care, and I appreciate that part of it. The Four Nations Cup for the women has largely been a huge event, and it's nice to see the participation for the men's side.
That's interesting.
At this level.
Yeah, if Connor McDavid suffers a season-ending injury tomorrow Canada will have I think when you look at the Oilers' chances for the second half of the season, they'll be compromised. Not that that will happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But you're right. There is serious risk involved when they play as hard as they are playing. And that's what makes it so watchable.
Meanwhile, you're wondering if the NBA players are going to try hard to do anything.
Oh my!
I don't wonder that. I know better.
Well, look, I mean, I'm saying in the future.
I look at wonder
the,
that.
Look at the money at stake.
If there's anything that could ratchet up the
I mean, hockey
effort.
Players are still getting paid quite a bit. You know, you're talking about your most expensive players.
Patrick Williams makes $18 million a year. He is a severe disappointment. His salary in the NHL would make him perhaps the top paid player in the league. There's no financial incentive for NBA players to play as hard in these exhibitions than to financially incentivize it. Why? They're never going to do that. Hockey's just different. It's just a different sport, different approach. I just think it's totally...
I also think from what I've seen that they're not playing dirty. I mean, outside of the fighting silliness,
no.
I do think
no.
a couple times there have been some hits on the edge that were passed up in favor of skill play.
It's respect.
Which is okay. Like to me, it was like it looks like 85% of absolute flying around trying to kill people. There's a little bit of professional respect going on. While they're also playing hard, which is okay. I think that's cool, but they're not like the elbows aren't coming up, sticks aren't really coming up. You're not seeing a lot of that.
You're not seeing the thuggery. You're
hey,
not
David.
Seeing the goon type mentality.
to your Patrick Williams point, Austin Matthews, the highest paid player in the NFL or NHL this season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
13.25.
Bingo.
Man.
That's a bench player in the NBA.
That's
so
a bad tip.
Compare it to
NBA
baseball. That's like a sixth starter long reliever.
Yep.
But when you consider the fact that it is the most expensive players in the NHL, the highest paid, who are often representing in this, I do think that's a big deal. Having been at international hockey competition, you know, multiple times, mm-hmm. I will say that there is an elevated level when you put on those sweaters. Like Sweden's gear is made by H&M. You know, like it's a cool point of pride nationally. You know, there is a level that is upped. You know, the Canada. The kids who grow up in Canada, you want to play for a keep. Like, you want to play for Team Canada. USA right. Hockey has like grown leaps and bounds, especially thanks partially to the Hawks' success mm-hmm. over the last, you know, two decades. And it's been really enjoyable to see that translate.
Maybe one day Connor Bedard can play on that team.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Man, catching the stray.
But I guarantee you he probably wanted to represent Canada at some point.
Well, yeah. He did. But I think what he's learning from this, you heard him talk yesterday, if he wasn't ready, as a lot of people have said, then he will be more prepared for the Olympics and the next time he has a trial. And I think he'll be an asset, and he'll learn from this experience. He's already, when he wasn't picked, been a different player since the point where he wasn't picked.
This is Michael Jordan, sophomore year moment.
But why has there been seemingly an across-the-board effort by hockey people to say bad things about Bedard?
Well, I think because it's trendy. You just look, it's not dissimilar from what we're seeing with Tom Ricketts and the criticism and waves that's coming his way. Once some one guy does it, yeah, it becomes more trendy from open the guy season in the same sort of position. So Mark Messier makes it easier for Biz to take a shot, just like Buster only takes a shot after Ken Rosenthal made it.
I just
cool
think it's different between punching up and punching down. I think aiming up at a gazillionaire is different than a 20-year-old.
But when Jeremy Roenick did say something, I listened, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was meaningful to me just because of knowing his stature and all of this.
What do you got today?
Well, we are going to be busy with baseball talk. It's funny you say what you said about Ricketts, because we're seeing and hearing owners speaking from the same talking points regarding how little money they have and how hard their life is. We'll get some Jed Hoyer on the state of their roster. Nicholas Moriano is going to talk Bears with us at 11, high noon, 11:40. We've got the grocery list of NFL free agents, so we're going to head into the store and do some shopping. Have to get to the increasingly ugly situation in Baltimore with the lack of handling of the Justin Tucker scandal. And Megan Montemurro is going to join us from Cubs camp at 1:25.
Have a great show.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.